Eamon McConaghy, that's a very special night for the club.
It is indeed. We've just had our launch tonight and we're really upbeat about the amount of people have come here and from all different parts of Letterkenny and you know, all the councillors that were here and Charlie McConlogue, the minister. So, you know, it's starting off on the right foot at the moment. And anyway, so from now on, hopefully everything will go well and we'll see how it goes. It's all new to us, so everybody's waiting with, you know, wondering how is it going to succeed, how good is it going to be. But we're very confident that this will be a good league.
Yeah, and I think the message tonight as well, during the speeches, was how proud the club members are to be part of the founding clubs within the new National League.
Yeah, the other thing about it is, you know, Letterkenny, as I said, is the biggest town in Donegal, and I mean, they were always crying out for some kind of recognition in relation to a higher standard of football, and I now I think we're going to achieve that. And you know, I think there's no door closed to us now if we, you know, if it's well managed and we can progress to something even higher. And I think we have the support of all the people in the town, and I'm sure when the matches start that we'll get the support from the rest of Donegal. So you know, it's a really, really historic night.
Yeah, and when you are looking for people to come down and watch the games, Eamon, they're going to be going down to Lakeview Park, that is now a modern facility. It's a welcoming venue for supporters to go down and enjoy good football.
Yeah, that's right. It took an awful lot of work there, but I mean, anyone can go down now and look at our facilities, and the new dressing rooms are on their way. So, you know, we're trying to progress slowly but surely. And again, the one thing about our ground is that it's in the centre of the town nearly. You know, people can walk to it. And, you know, if we get 3-4 people out of every house in the state in Letterkenny, well, then we'll be well supported. So for me, as chairman, I'd be asking all those young people to come out now and support it, especially people that are really interested in football. This is an opportunity for them. And I would ask them to make sure that their parents and try and get them to the games, and that they someday we will be watching somebody from this league going and playing at a higher grade, and maybe our team will be in a higher grade before long.
Yeah, and it says a lot as well for football in Donegal, Eamon, that we will have 3 clubs competing at National League level: Coghill Celtic, Bunnaggy United and Letterkenny Rovers.
Yeah, that's it's true. It has its positives, it has its negatives. Are we going to have enough players to fulfil all these teams? I don't know. You know, we have Finn Harps now, who are bottom of the first division, and I mean, if promotion and relegation comes in next year, if they don't get their act together, they could find maybe us up there and them down here. You know, that's the kind of scenario that can happen down the road. I'm not saying it's going to be the reality, but this is what something that can happen. You can find yourself in a higher grade, and you know, I think if we do and we push for a higher grade, then we will definitely have the backing of the people in the town, and I'm sure the rest of Donegal as well.
Yeah, and finally, for you and your fellow committee members at Letterkenny Rovers FC, a lot of preparation gone into this. First of all, you have the application, you have to have your expression of interest and all, but all of a sudden, all these months later, Eamon, it's finally over the line and we're going to see first piece of action this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. You're perfectly right in relation to management. This has to be managed and managed well, and it has to be managed with cool heads and not get carried away until we can put in a proper base for the team and for the club. And, you know, I think this, I call it a project. It's a project, and I think if it's well managed, it will bear fruition in the future. Maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but, you know, down the road, somebody else is going to take up the baton and take this a stage further.